They say getting old is not for sissies. It's not just our bodies breaking down. Our feelings take a hit too. Today, Jane Andrews comes face to face with a grim reality. This is A Walk in the Park.
A few days before Christmas, I noticed that the lake was completely frozen still. A layer of ice stopped all water movement and shut down the waterfowl truck stop where hundreds of geese would hunker down each night on their way south. The usual 7 a.m. takeoff activity was replaced with silence, except for the honking call of one lone goose. Walking carefully on the frozen lake, that goose was clearly looking for any signs of the hundreds of geese who were there before. He called and called through thick fog, wondering where everyone went and why he was alone. On Christmas Eve, my husband and I visited family. As excited as I was to see them, I was remembering how uncomfortable I felt in previous visits, but I couldn't put my finger on why. In previous visits, I would try to insert myself into the topic of discussion, or at times change the subject to some relevant anecdote, all to the undeniable screeching halt to the flow of the conversation. After that dead silence, their banter would pick up where they left off, giving no attention to my contribution. The same thing was happening this time, and I could relate to that lone goose who was left behind. While conversations continued over my head, I looked at my daughter and said, "You know that I'm intelligent, right?" She said, "Of course." As opposed to bitterness or any need to push an agenda, in an innocent moment of self-discovery, I said, "So why is it then that I do not understand what anyone is saying each time I sit down at this table?" After another moment of silence, my daughter said, "Mom, our generation has been raised on computers and smartphones. Information is fast and on an entirely new level. It's not you. Things are just different now." It made sense to me, but all I could think about was that goose all alone on that frozen lake. When birds are damaged or too old, they may not make the migration south, and they are left to let nature take its course. In my mind, I am not old, but the mirror tells me otherwise. I cannot keep up with the latest rocket science, but I exist, and I still have lots to contribute.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.